We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with...
Gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. That's here, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, on YouTube at the South Point Studios Streaming Network, we welcome you to the show. And we welcome all of our other listeners that listen on the other platforms that we have. You know who they are, but you never know. We might have a new person joining us, and so we always welcome everybody on all the platforms on the beginning of the show as we do. So we want to welcome all of those who are listening to us running around chilly town this morning. Yeah, it's cold here. With our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM here in Las Vegas. By the way, they have the play-by-play of the Rams game as well. And of course, all of our other platforms that include our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. You can go there and listen to our shows. And, of course, we have archived shows on our websites as well. And then, of course, we don't forget your devices, your iPhone, Androids, or Google phones. And you can get your apps at your app store. The KSHP app, of course, will get you listening through the radio station. The YouTube app will get you watching and listening through YouTube. And you can get those apps at your app stores for your devices and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show. We come to the end of the long, expensive holiday season. Starts out right around Thanksgiving, and it rolls right through December, right through Christmas, Hanukkah, etc., through New Year's. And because New Year's was on a Wednesday, it wraps up on today, Sunday, your fifth day of January 2025. We end the holiday season today. And, of course, it's starting to be a holiday for sports and racing fans after this weekend, because we'll be going into the college football bowl championships. We'll have the NFL playoffs to the Super Bowl. And, of course, taking a look at the first big stakes races of January leading up to the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, etc. Because we do have the Pegasus World Cup day coming up by the end of this month. I do believe it's less than 3 weeks away now. So we got a lot going on, but we welcome you to the show as we wrap up a holiday season on this Sunday Race Day show. Looking ahead, we're going to take a look at the horses that won the Kentucky points yesterday as well. But I want to remind everybody, at least I didn't get to this note yesterday, but East Avenue, remember this was the horse that was one of the favorites in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, stumbled coming out of the starting gate and really was eliminated right at the start of the race. East Avenue is back in training down at the fairgrounds in Louisiana, and they're pointing him towards the February 15th Risen Star. So we'll wait and see where East Avenue shows up. Bob Baffert had a big day yesterday at Santa Anita with his Derby prospects as well, and we will get into that in just a minute. But talking about the point getters in the Kentucky Derby, it was the Jerome and the Smarty Jones yesterday. Although Baffert's horses didn't win any Derby points yesterday, they made an impression in the three-year-old division early in this year. Today, we have a carryover in the Pick Six at Aqueduct from yesterday, but the big news is the huge lump of money that's sitting out there in a mandatory payoff today at Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park today has a mandatory payoff, and the money sitting in the pot already is $337,274. $337,274. Now, they're going to pump in at least a couple of million dollars, if not more, into that today. It's the carryover, and it's a mandatory payoff. Jackpot Prevision has taken out. The money sits there. And now, with all the money that's pumped into it as well, it sits in a real big pile of cash. And the best tickets, doesn't have to be six. If it is six, so be it. But the best tickets will chop up all of that money, what's added today and what's sitting there now. And so the big mandatory payoff today at Gulfstream Park is kind of like a horse player's holiday today, you know, since it's a 20-cent base bet. Remember that, 20-cent base bet. So you can get involved in that mandatory there at Gulfstream Park. I'll see if I can lean on Jonathan Ardoon maybe to take a look at those six races, not to have a pick in each race, but maybe if we can get him to give us a race where he thinks a long shot might be prevalent, or one of the races that a favorite looks to be a singleton in the Pick Six. We'll get that from Jonathan a little bit later on. All right. The Eclipse Awards, as you know, the voting has been complete. And the Eclipse Awards, the actual presentation of the awards, will be later on this month. But they're going to broadcast the finalists, the three finalists in each category. That'll happen on the FanDuel Network this morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. The FanDuel Racing Network that has, used to be TVG, you know, and now it's called FanDuel. But they're going to announce the finalists, the three finalists in each of the categories today on their show for the Eclipse Awards. And then, of course, one of the three in each of those categories will actually win the Eclipse Awards when they make that announcement on the evening of the Eclipse Award dinner. So that'll happen today at at 9 a.m. Pacific time. All right, look, it's cold out there. Simply put, 39 degrees walking through the parking lot this morning getting here. It's 39 degrees. We're only going to get up to 60 degrees today here in Las Vegas. But I got to tell you, that may look like summertime, you know, temperatures, considering what's going to go on in the nation. There is a Arctic cold front that's that's dropping right in over the United States right now. Here, for example, Oklahoma City, 26. St. Louis, 26. Minneapolis, 15. Detroit, 27. New York's only going to get up to 37 today. 37 is going to be the high there. And then, of course, Albuquerque, 50. Here in Las Vegas, as I say, we're going to get up to 60 degrees. When you get in the very south sector of the contiguous 48 is when you start getting the normal temperatures, 74 in Los Angeles, 74 in Miami. But for the most part, all of that weather, all of that cold front that's happening now in the upper plains, the plain states, the Midwest, etc., going towards the East Coast, is going to run havoc to a lot of weather out there and a lot of racing conditions across the country. Right now, there's just nothing but snow going on in places like Nebraska and the Dakotas. Missouri's getting nailed. Illinois, Indiana, parts of Ohio, and Kentucky. They say at Turfway Park, they have already announced at Turfway Park that they're going to be canceling their races on the 8th of January. That's next week, in anticipation of this front coming through. Now, we just checked a moment ago before we went on the air, and there are no specific official cancellations so far today on our racing menu. That does not mean there will not be any cancellations, because there might be some a little bit later on as we get closer to post times in those areas, depending on the weather. But it's going to be, you've got very cold weather going through most of the regions, not only on the East Coast, but in the Midwest, etc., in the Plain States. But with the combination of snow coming in, and afterwards the cold front that's going to come in after that, you're looking at a lot of icy conditions as well. So keep that in mind. I understand that as far as the airports are concerned, they say about half of the plane flights from Kansas City has also already been canceled. So there's going to be a lot of plane flights canceled on account of that weather as well. Here in Las Vegas, as I say, we're pretty fortunate. 39, 60 degrees topper today. And it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race books and the sports book here at the South Point. So keep that in mind. All right, that carryover, the mandatory payoff at Gulfstream is the centerpiece for horse players today. It is, we consider, a horse player holiday, so to speak. All right, so let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Aqueduct. Trainer Mark Henning had back-to-back wins. He won the third race, Kendrick Carmouche aboard for the winner there, paying $1,380. And then Kendrick Carmouche came right back with Mark Henning's horse in the fourth race, paying $6.50. So that team won back-to-back wins early at Aqueduct yesterday. Eric Cancel came with the big $45 winner in the fifth race for George Weaver. That probably prompted the carryover in the pick six today at Aqueduct. Cancel came back right back in the sixth race. He came back-to-back wins. This one for Jeremiah Engelhart, paying $8.80. And then we had, of course, the Jerome handicap, which was for the three-year-olds. It was 10 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. Cyclone State, what a huge effort this horse had. Cyclone State. Luis Rivera aboard for Chad Summers won easily in the Jerome, the one-turn Jerome, paying $8.10, outrunning Omaha Omaha, who came from dead last and then passed the rest of the field, but Cyclone State was lengths in front at the time. He finished second, Omaha Omaha, and ICANN finished third in that race. And so we have a pick six carryover today at Aqueduct of $104,574.43. And again, I believe that's a dollar base bet there as well at Aqueduct. So that's a dollar base. Five out of six, by the way, yesterday paid $401. We go next to Oaklawn Park in their Kentucky Derby points race. The Smarty Jones, the winner there was Cole Battle. 10 Kentucky Derby points got the win there in the Smarty Jones. $11 even. Juan Vargas for Lonnie Braille. Lonnie Braley, the trainer there. Mo Quality was second. Kale's Angel was third in that race. Hot Property, a big favorite that Flavian Pratt was riding, just never fired in the race. Earlier in the day in the Mockingbird Stakes, winner there was GW's Girl, Francisco Arrieta, for Greg Compton, paying $12.80, outrunning She's So Spicy. That was the favorite in the race with Flavian Proud aboard, and Chatter finished third in that race. Tyler Bacon had three winners on the day. He won the second race at 21-20, came back in the third race, and for Dwayne Lucas, by the way, and paid 22-20. His third win of the day came in the eighth race for Chris Hartman, paying $5 even. Kenny McPeak had a couple of winners. He opened the card with a winner in the first race at $20.80 and closed out the card in the last race with a $7 winner there. The early pick five prices, $20.80, $21.20, $22.20, then $5 and $22.20 in a dead heat. That $5 and $22.20, both prices in the fourth race was a dead heat in that race for the win. And then you had a $7.60 winner. Combine all of that, 50-cent pick five, $24,560.45. They're really paying huge in those pick fives at Oaklawn Park. The last pick five paid over $6,000, that at Oaklawn yesterday. Santa Anita, Bob Baffert had a big day, and his main rider, Juan Hernandez, had a bigger day. They started out in the second race, Hernandez and Baffert winning with Rodriguez, a three-year-old maiden that won impressively, paying $3 even. That was the second win of the day for Hernandez. He won the opener for Lonnie Powell, paying $6.40. Then we get to the San Vicente for three-year-olds at seven furlongs. This grade two is a race that had a couple of really talented horses in this race. However, this did not hold any Kentucky Derby points, but the winner there was Barnes. Remember this big $3 million-plus purchase on behalf of Bob Baffert that he sent to Kentucky, to Churchill Downs, as a return to racing at Churchill Downs for Baffert, and he won his maiden. But it was a hard-fought win to get that maiden there. Then they shipped him back to California. Well, he wins the San Vicente. And all track announcer Marimotti had to say, Frank Marimotti said, Barnes is a beast. And he certainly was in yesterday's race. Barnes wins easily. Juan Hernandez aboard for Bob Baffert. Baffert's other entrant finished second, Romanesque, while Bullard finished third. So Baffert finishes first and second. $4 even for the win there. And that was Hernandez's third win of the day in the first five races. Lonnie Powell's second win came in the sixth race with Umberto Rispoli at $3 even as the favorite. Then Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez got together again to win the seventh race with Marimotti. Marimotti wins in impressive fashion, paying $6.80, outrunning Flightline's half-brother, Eagles Flight, who finished second in that race. That was a big race yesterday at Santa Anita. Juan Hernandez came back in the eighth race with Afternoon Nap for Carla Gaines, paid $15 even. So he had, at that point, it had five wins on the card so far. I'm sorry. He had one, two, three, four, five wins. Yes, five wins yesterday in the first eight races for Juan Hernandez. Then came the Las Flores Stakes. He was on the big one to five favorite there, Pleasant. But Pleasant was beaten by Richie, an Argentine import that came to Bob Baffert's barn. And Richie found room on the rail turning for home and exploded through that. Richie won for Kazuchi Kimura, paying $8 even. Pleasant was second. And again, Bob Baffert runs first and second in the stakes races. And that was Kimura's second win of the day, Baffert's fourth win of the day. Richie pays $8 even as the other Baffert horse winning the stake. So it was a big day. Baffert has won the San Vicente Stakes 14 times and the last three in a row with Barnes. A big day for him, a big day for Juan Hernandez winning five races out of the first eight. But he did blow it as far as he didn't really just didn't blow it. It just Richie was just a better horse than Pleasant in that Las Flores. Gulfstream Park yesterday, Mark Cassie won the first and last races. He won the first race with Dylan Davis at $19 even, capped off the last race, the Ginger Brew Stakes, with Nitrogen, with Juan Jose Ortiz, I should say, aboard, paying $5.60. So Cassie won, bookended the card yesterday at Gulfstream. Nitrogen outran Love Cervez and Civetta, who finished third in the race. Earlier in the day, the Mucho Macho Man, a race for three-year-olds that didn't have any Kentucky Derby points to it. However, the winner there was Guns Loaded, who was loaded. under Luis Saez for Jose De Angelo, paying $460, outrunning Treaty of Rome and Septarian, who finished third in the race. Trainer Victor Barbosa Jr. had a couple of wins, third race winner at $580, and the eighth race winner at $3420. Todd Pletcher also checked in with a win, and his winner, Enlightened, won the ninth race, paying $1140. Carryover, mandatory, $337,274.35. Excuse me. The six yesterday paid $10,435.12. And that is the results from yesterday. All right, let me clear my throat, and we will get started with our handicappers. Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Rich Eng. John Lindo is in transit back to Southern California. He'll be with us via Skype. And, of course, we have Rich Eng and Jerry Jackowitz. So Rich Eng, of course, has a thought about the NFL's closing weekend today on the gridiron. So don't go away. We got plenty to do on this final holiday show on this Sunday. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on the Race Day Las Vegas show for this Sunday. And the chatters are chatting away on the YouTube site. So if you haven't tried it, do it right now. There's a bunch of chatters chatting away about all sorts of racing, including giving some of their picks for today as well. To do that, you go to YouTube, go to South Point Studios streaming, hit the Race Day Las Vegas icon. You get to our page, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see the chat box the chatters are in. And you can join them. And if you, the thing you have to do to join them is subscribe. You subscribe, it is free. Subscription is free. That's all you got to do if you haven't already. And then you jump in and start chatting away on today's Race Day chat box there. All right, time to get started with the racing menu. First post times are Pacific. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. I'll try to get through this menu without choking again as I did yesterday. Here we go with the menu. We begin with Gulfstream Park. Now, you know, we just told you, big pick six carryover. No jackpot provision today. The carryover, $337,274. It is a mandatory payoff today. Best tickets, chop it up, 20-cent base bet. 10 races today at Gulfstream Park, which means the pick six will start in the fifth race today at Gulfstream. Their first post time is at 9:20. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs has a couple of carryovers. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $7,748. They have a regular pick five carryover as well. Not a jackpot, a regular pick five carryover today at Tampa Bay. You ready for this? $60,144 in the regular pick five carryover today at Tampa Bay. First post time for nine races, 9:25. Then we have Aqueduct, the big A in New York. They say it'll be about 29 degrees at post time. First post at Aqueduct is 9:40. They have a carryover in their pick six, a one-day carryover of 104. No, make that a several-day carryover. I take that back. Several-day carryover at Aqueduct. Remember, it's not a jackpot. It's a regular base bet, a dollar base bet. It's a pick six carryover of $104,574. First post time at Aqueduct set at 9:40 for their eight races, which means that the pick six We'll start in the third race today at Aqueduct. Third race. We'll start the pick six today at the Big A. Oaklawn Park, they've got 10 races today at Oaklawn. First post time at Oaklawn is 10:30, where they've got those giant payoffs and pick fives. Full fields, too. The feature race today is the Tinsel Stakes. That'll go as the ninth at a mile and one-eighth for four-year-olds and up, a field of eight before any scratches. In this race, the 5-2 favorite is Forrest Mann with Martin Garcia aboard. I'm just going to give you a little hint here. Now, we know that Jonathan Hardoon has four sheets available today. He's got Aqueduct, he's got Gulfstream with that carryover, the mandatory payoff at Gulfstream. He's got Aqueduct with the carryover there in the pick six at Aqueduct. He also has Santa Anita as well. And he's got Oaklawn Park. And he has a nice horse in this race that's not near the favorite. So you might want to pick up his sheet today. That Tinsel Stakes, the ninth on the card at Oaklawn. Their first post time is at 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn today. Fairgrounds has eight races. The Fairgrounds let's see if they have any carryover. Yeah, pick six carryover. $1,912 at the Fairgrounds. Eight races. First post time is at 10:45. Sunland Park has all quarter horses today. They've got nine quarter horse races at Sunland, and their first post time at Sunland Park is at 11:25. Then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has 10 races today. Their feature race is the Santa Inez, grade three at 7 furlongs for three-year-old fillies at seventh race on the card. Eight go to the post before scratches. Look Forward is the 2-1 favorite with Mario Gutierrez aboard. That's the seventh on the card. 10 races today at Santa Anita. First post time, 11:30. 11:30 today at Santa Anita for the 10-race card. And then we wrap it up at Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos in Southern California has nine races, two thoroughbreds, three mixed breeds, four quarter horses, makes up the 9-race card. They have seeded their pick six pool at 10 grand. 10,000 is already sitting in the pick six pool. They seed it on Sundays when it's not carried over. And the first post time at Los Al is at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock this evening. All right, let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I got through the menu without coughing, and you know, so that was
what a day Baffert had yesterday at Santa Anita, huh?
Oh, man.
I mean, Barnes certainly looks like the real deal. Miramati finally made that step forward to, you know, he was highly touted before he ever started running, and then it took him a while to break his maiden, but he certainly has put together a couple of real big races. So.
And those two horses you mentioned are named after people, of course, Miramati, named after Frank Miramati, the track announcer at Santa Anita and Saratoga, and Barnes is named after Bob Baffert's key assistant employee that's been with him for a long time. And he was in the winner's circle yesterday, and they were asking him about it. He was humbled that they named a horse after him, and he said that he's glad that the horse is doing well instead of being, you know, a stiff.
Usually when they name horses after people, it doesn't always work out that well. I know from a personal experience, but they got it right this time because he owes a lot to Barnes. He's been his right-hand man for many years, and he was richly rewarded with having a nice horse named after him.
Now, you know, we had the San Vicente, which was, you know, one of the big races yesterday, didn't have Kentucky Derby points to it, but you think a couple of horses in that race are going to go further and get into some of the races in Southern California when they start putting Derby points up. Because, as you say, Barnes, as Miramati said, Barnes is a beast. And not only is Barnes is a beast, but the horses that finished behind him aren't shabby either.
That's why that was a real field. That was, you know, that was a solid field. It may have been the best of all the 2-year or 3-year old races yesterday. And, if I had to pick one out of all of them, it would obviously be Barnes.
All right. Now, listen, it's been so brief with the Kentucky Derby points up to this point, and we know they're going to get bigger and better into the hundreds and et cetera when we get down the road there before the Kentucky Derby. But at the moment, the winner of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, Citizen Bull, has already banked 40 points. Gaming has banked 18. Getaway Cars banked 16. All three of those leaders are all trained by Bob Baffert. All right? Then you got Jonathan's Way with 15. Chance McPatrick, East Avenue, First Resort, Coal Battle, Poster, Journalism, Sovereignty, Built, and the winner of the the Jerome yesterday, Cyclone State, are all sitting there with 10 points. So they're starting to amass the points, that's for sure. What about that Cyclone State? Man, he ran them off their feet yesterday in Jerome.
Yeah, actually, I had some interest in that horse. My son purchased that horse for Gold Square Stable about, I guess, back whenever they purchased him as a baby for $70,000. So
wow.
He turned out to be a pretty good buy. Yeah, the question is, how far is he going to really be able to go? Yesterday, he ran lights out, no question about it.
Well, I could tell you, I know it was a one-turn mile because Aqueduct's racetrack is a mile and one-eighth. The main track is a mile and one-eighth in circumference. So it was a one-turn mile. But he looked like he could have ran around that track again and not got beat. I mean, he was so far in front. I will give Omaha a lot of credit. This horse was in another zip code last going down the backstretch. He might have had one horse beat at the top of the stretch and came roaring down the middle of the track to finish a clear-cut second. But all of the horses behind Cyclone State in his wake, really, because he won by open lengths, they were all clustered together, so you get a kind of a bad illusion of the fact that Omaha ran second, but he beat everybody, in a cluster to get second.
Yeah, and speed was certainly the way to go yesterday at Aqueduct for the most part, so really you got to give that Omaha horse a little extra credit because he came from way out of it.
And as far as Barnes is concerned, he's got all the upside in the world. I think... that, Bob Baffert never says who, he really thinks is going to be a great horse or not, et cetera, because he's got all great owners. He's got top-rated horses that got top breeding, but he knows what to do with the top-rated horses with good breedings when he gets it. That's another thing you have to remember. But with Barnes, in taking this horse as a two-year-old who's never started a race, shipping him to Churchill Downs, and running in a maiden race at Churchill Downs, the first starter he had since the suspension and all these lawsuits, now that they made Kumbaya nice again, he wanted to really make a big impression with that first one. I mean, shipping a two-year-old over there as a first-time start was really telling you a lot. And then
he tipped his hat. He tipped his hat. There's no question about it, and it was Barnes and it was this horse and it was Kentucky and it was Churchill Downs and it was everything. It was like he was giving him a warning.
Serving Here's Kentucky Derby notice. Yeah. Serving
Here's
Kentucky Derby notice. In any case, he had to really work to win that race. It wasn't as comfortable as it,
Well, he was breaking from an inside post that day, if you remember, and he had trouble, and he checked into the turn.
First time ever in a horse race, all that good stuff. But when he came back yesterday, he put the pedal to the metal. Yeah.
He was a totally different horse. I don't know if it was being back at Santa Anita, whatever it was, and what a difference. Oof. He really looked like that was like a wow performance.
And he is bred to get a distance. We got no problem with that. All right. Well, you got four sheets. I already teased your sheet at Oaklawn. I'm not going to give the horse away. I know this one of your key plays at Oaklawn is in the feature race, the Tinsel, today at Oaklawn. But I know you have some selections for us, and we're going to try to get you off the schneid. Where are we going first?
All right. Let's go Aqueduct. Look at the second race today. It's a mile on the main track. By the way, it's a beautiful day at Aqueduct, just freezing cold.
Yeah.
Second race today, I like the number 5 horse in here, Just Licorice, a 3-year-old colt from the Linda Rice barn. First start as a 3-year-old, first start on Lasix. Jose Lascano aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 5, Just Licorice, to win today second out at Aqueduct.
And you said again the trainer?
Linda Rice.
There you go. Rice and Lascano, man, they are such a team there, aren't they? And she won 7 races in 2 days there, so we'll wait and see. Just Licorice, second race, your key there at Aqua. What next?
Let's go to Gulfstream. Look at race number 6, part of the pick 6, and I like a price horse in here, Ralph. The favorite, number 3, Be Like Clint, in my opinion, 8-5 on the morning line. I think this horse is vulnerable in this spot. I love the number 7 horse in here, Tis Romantic. This is a 7-year-old gelding from the Martin Drexler barn. Now, anyone that is familiar with Woodbine Racing knows how good Drexler is there. Joel Rosario aboard to ride. This horse is listed at 12-1 on the morning line. He's run at Gulfstream in the past, and he's actually run very well. I like number 7, Tis Romantic, to upset and win today's 6th race second leg in that pick six out at Gulfstream.
All right, Gulfstream Park, nice 12-1 on the morning line. The 7 horse, Tis Romantic, in the 6th race at Gulfstream. The 7, one of the pick six races there at Gulfstream. The 7 horse in the 6th race. And I guess we'll wrap it up with Santa Anita.
10th and final Santa Anita mile on the turf. Number 5, Presider, a 5-year-old gelding, makes his second start since shipping to Southern California. Second start for Tim Yakteen. Umberto Rispoli aboard to ride. He lost a heartbreaker last time out. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Presider, sends you home a winner. Today's 10th and final out at Santa Anita.
All right. In the 10th and final, the 5 horse is the horse going to get you a steak dinner tonight somewhere in a restaurant near Santa Anita. 10th race, the 5 Presider with Umberto Rispoli is Jonathan Hardoon's play in the 10th and final Santa Anita. Again, remember, Sheets, Jonathan has Sheets for Santa Anita, Aqueduct with the pick 6 carryover, Gulfstream Park with a mandatory payoff and a huge carryover there, and at Oaklawn Park, and a key, nice little long shot in the featured race, Tinsel there. 4 Sheets today. Jonathan Hardoon out of sight.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. We'll see you Wednesday morning, bright and early.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Stay warm. All right. We are now going to go to our final break. We're going to another break. And when we come back, Rich Eng is standing by. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. And Richie, I see that when you went to the Raiders game last week, you stopped by the Raiders gift shop and got something to take as a souvenir.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. Actually, Sandy bought me this shirt before I went to the game so I could wear it at Allegiant Stadium. But, I finally got some Raiders gear.
Yeah, Raiders gear. Okay, well, today's the final day of the NFL season. Some teams are playing just to end the year. Other teams are playing to get a better draft pick, and other teams are playing to get into the playoffs. So what's a person to do?
Well, yeah, it's really a minefield out there in Week 18 to try to figure out, you know, who's intent, you know, who's motivated. I know the Bengals last night, they did win a game they had to win. But, 19-17, your decision on the game depended on when and where you bought your ticket, because the line opened up at Bengals -1 and went to -1.5. what, the -2, -2.5, which which I saw I had in my pocket, -3. So it depends on when you what number you got if the Bengals were good for you.
Well, what we do today, now we have the added addition to some of the teams playing out in outdoor arenas with that frigid temperature out there. That's got to come into play, especially for the total. So what are we doing today?
Well, I tell you what, you know, one thing that can get me out of my Bengals 2.5 was I bet a 6-point teaser with the idea the Bengals are going to make the playoffs. So I used Cincinnati with a 6-point teaser. I used Kansas City with a 6-point teaser. And my third game, which I'm going to give out as my play today, is the New York Jets in a 6-point teaser. But I'm going to also give them out as a straight pick. The angle here is that Miami plays terrible in cold weather.
There
it's
going
to be really cold in New York. Tua's not playing. They're going with the third-string quarterback, Tyler Huntley. And I was reading some of the comments with the New York Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Everything I read indicated he was going to start and play. And he's already talking about the fact that potentially this could be his last game in the National Football League. He said he'd like to play next year, but it depends on if somebody picks him up. You know, it looks like the Jets are going to divorce from Rodgers. But I think Rodgers, with that much motivation, and a lot of the Jet players are going to come out with a big effort, even though they have nothing to play for but pride. Let's go with the Jets. Pick them over Miami.
All right, you got it. All very valid reasons for the play. And, of course, can't wait for the playoffs to start. We'll wait and see how it shakes out. I know that tonight's game, the final regular season of the regular season game of the season, what a blockbuster that's going to be, Minnesota and the Detroit Lions. It's going to be a lot of fun watching that game. All right, give me a pick for today.
Let's go to Santa Anita race number 5, 6.5 furlongs, open company, optional claimer 50. I'm going to go with the far outside horse number 7, Safa, who is a cowbred. But if you take a look at the resume in the Daily Racing Form, this horse not only is a cowbred in restricted company, but has run in many, many cowbred stakes races. I think it's a good fit to run in this optional claimer, even though it's open company. This horse should be getting a nice trip on the outside, closing under Tiago Piera. 7-2 in the morning line. I'm sorry, 3-1 in the morning line. Let's go with the 7, Safa, race 5.
All right, fifth race at San Anita, number 7, Safa. Safa, the 7 horse in the fifth race. That's the anchor in both the early pick 4 and early pick 5 today at San Anita. Richie's got a full sheet of handicapping for San Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. Enjoy the games and the racing today, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Hopefully you feel better when we get back on the air Wednesday.
I sure hope so, my man. I'll cowboy through it, though. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll be right back with John Lindo. We see him standing by. He's in transit, but he pulled over to the side of the road to join us on the show today. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to John Lindo, who is in transit, but has stopped along the side of the road to join us today through Skype. And good morning, John. Looks like it's wherever you stopped out. It's nice sunny weather out there.
It's beautiful down here on the way back to Southern California, but out by Lake Elsinore right now.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty part of the country there, that's for sure. Hey, I guess we're just living in Bob Baffert's world, huh?
The only guy who could beat Bob Baffert yesterday was Bob Baffert. He had 6 starters, 4 wins, 2 seconds. The 2 seconds were the horses that he trained. He got beat by his own horses. So what are you going to do?
And Juan Hernandez, what a day he had. And I guess that the big favorite that he had to get his 6th win of the day just got beat by a horse, an Argentine, who came up under the into Bob Baffert's barn. So Baffert beat himself with the Argentine horse. And she found room on the rail and just jetted away. Pleasant could not handle her.
Right. Hernandez was on Pleasant, sitting on the outside in a good spot. Ricci, you know, coming off the layoff, the Argentine filly.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she could pass horses. She's been on the lead in her starts, and she sat inside, came through up the inside, and really looked good winning. She's a pretty nice filly.
Yeah, and Baffert said in an interview in the Winner's Circle afterwards that he thought she'd get a distance, and she was running long-distance races on the turf in Argentina. So he got a good one from Argentina as well, that's for sure. And now we're starting to put together some Kentucky Derby leaderboard points for all these horses. Of course, a lot more to come next week. Next weekend at Santa Anita, I understand, will be like a little Cal Cup day, huh?
Right. It'll be the, you know, I don't know what they're going to call it, California Cup or whatever it is, but I think there's going to be 5 stakes races for Calbreds next week, and then that's good. We need to have those horses featured from time to time.
Cal Cup Derby, Don Valpredo Cal Cup Sprint, the Aaliyah Ann Howard Cal Cup Oaks, the Sunshine Millions Philly Mare Turf Sprint, and the Unusual Heat Turf Classic will be the key races next weekend at Santa Anita. Of course, none of them will provide any insight into the three-year-olds for the Kentucky Derby. But the race that followed the San Vicente yesterday, actually 2 races later, the optional claiming allowance race where Miramati won and beat Flightline's half-brother, who finished second in the race. That was a big race, too.
Yeah, it was. Miramati's one of those horses where he has to have the lead. And they went fast early, but when he was able to get the lead and cross over on Eagle's Flight, that was basically it over a main track that basically was no passing.
Uh-huh.
It's been 3 days in a row. Been very hard to pass horses on the dirt.
Well, John, we will let you end your break and continue down the road back home, but I want to remind everybody that the Lindo Report for today at Santa Anita is available right now here at the South Point free of charge. Covers all the races with selections, a suggested late pick 4, and a coast-to-coast pick 5 suggestion between the Santa Anita and Gulfstream races as well. Comprehensive Lindo Report for today available here at the South Point, only here at the South Point, free of charge, exclusively here for the horse players, because they love horse players here. What are we doing today, John?
Let's go to race 6 at Santa Anita. In the 6th race, number 5, Springs, had a miserable trip first time out, didn't break, ran into traffic on the turn, got fanned very wide. I thought ran pretty well, running on for 4th. Blinkers on today, big rider switched to Umberto Rispoli, Lasix on. I think with that experience, this horse is going to run a lot better today. 9-2 in the program, number 5, Springs. Race number 6, Santa Anita.
All right, 6th race of Santa Anita on the turf at 6 furlongs. The 5, Springs, the 5 in the 6th race. John Lindo's play for the Race Day listeners. John, want to thank you. You did a yeoman's job over the weekend. Always enjoy you being here in studio. Continue with your safe travels, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
You got better. Get better, Ralph, and we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Thank you, my man. Thank you so much. And continue on your road. And we want to remind everybody, he gave this whole report while parked on the side. He was not driving doing it. All right. Let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. I guess this might be the final day you wear your Raiders hat for a while there, Jerry.
Who knows, you know? It might stay. It might last.
All right.
Just, you know, linger on into the new year.
I'm a Raiders fan.
I love the Raiders, and I love Antonio Pierce, and I hope... Hope he stays.
And you know, I've been a Raiders fan since Daryl LaMonica was throwing the Mad Bomber for the Raiders. So I will say this. I will join you in rooting for the Raiders today to win a game and continue their win streak, by the way.
Yeah.
Better late than
never. It'd be nice if they finished three in a row. They had a couple of wins that were fluky losses. Yeah. Carlson missed three field goals in Kansas City. I mean, when does that happen?
Right, sure. All I can say is better late than never, I guess. Anyhow, you got your power pages working on there for Santa Anita and Aqueduct.
We were a little late in getting the Power Page Plus out, but it's out now. Everything's back to you.
All right, the Power Page Plus is now out. Yeah, I did notice that. I got the note last night when you send the regular ones away. So, folks, if you want the Power Page Plus, get it at jerryjspowerpage.com. Two-day carryover in the Pick 6 at Aqueduct is a nice, handsome little carryover there. What are we doing today at the Big A?
We're going to go right to the first race, Ralph. We have number 6, Van Vollenhoven, third race of his career for Dave Duggan, real good trainer. And he just looks like a really solid horse, racing nicely. And I like horses going into the third race lifetime, typically. So at 3-1, I think we're getting way the best of it. In fact, I'll go down to 3-2 on this horse.
Wow.
I like the 6 an awful lot in the first race. The 6 over the 1, 2, 3, small reverses. It's all about the 6 horse, Van Vollenhoven. I think I said that right.
First race, 9:40 a.m. Pacific time here in Las Vegas. Remember that. In the first race, the 6, Van Vollenhoven, is Jerry's play. Luis Rivera Jr. riding at 3-1, which is, I got to tell you, that's a longer price on the 6 horse field there. The other 3 that you put, link-ups, 1, 2, and 3, are also short prices on the morning line. But this could be a key horse in the early pick 5 as well, the 6, Van Vollenhoven, right, in the first.
Well, we've talked many times about short-priced overlays, and I think that Van Vollenhoven will actually become one of these short-priced overlays, and they are great bets, actually. They're the one exception to the no-betting-the-favorites rule.
Okay, good enough, and duly noted there. What about Santa Anita?
Well, you know, to my traveling friend John, I have 2 pieces of advice for him. One is open that sunroof in the car and let the sun in.
Okay.
And the second one is hook your play up with Toughness in the 6th.
All right. We got a Sirocco play here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the 2 horse an awful lot. This is second time starter, first time on the dirt. Goes right to the turf, probably what he likes. It's got the hard spun on the bottom, which tells me that he's probably going to like the turf.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly should like the turf. And, Bob Alford's really good second time out. He's very serious on the second start. So, you know, you got Juan Hernandez up. Everything points to it. And the 4-1 morning line is just an overlay. I like the 2 over the 1, 4, 5, and 6. Small reverses, 1, 4, 5, and 6 over the back over the 2. And then I'm coming back with 2, 5, 5, 2.
All right, you're going to use John's horse with an extra pop there. In the 6th race, you like the 2, Toughness. Link it up with the 1, 4, 5, and 6 and reverse, and then another 2, 5, 5, 2. Of course, the 5 is John Lendo's play. I have a Sirocco play for this last day of the big holiday run. And in the 6th race, the Sirocco play is the exacta box of 2, 5, 5, 2. That's the Sirocco play with the 2 handicappers there. And by the way, Jerry, you're absolutely right as far as Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez. Hernandez with 5 wins yesterday. Baffert had 6 horses in yesterday, 4 wins and 2 seconds, and the 2 seconds he had were in the stakes races that he ran second to his horses that won those stakes races. So the guy is right on the beam right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's in the same state he always is, very hot.
All right.
He's always hot as...
I do want to remind everybody out there that Jerry did get out the Power Page Plus a little bit late, but it's out there already. Just go to Jerry J's Power Page and get the Jerry J's Power Page Plus, especially for Aqueduct today, where they have that 2-day carryover of over $100,000. That's for sure. Well, we wrap up a long run through this holiday that went from 1 year to the next. And next week, we'll start our trek on the road to the Kentucky Derby and more racing that goes on and on and on and on. And we hope you'll be with us as well. So for all of us here at the Race Day Las Vegas Show, I want to thank you so much for being with us through these days. And not only that, I want to thank you all for putting up with me as I push through this cold that I have, that I haven't had. I haven't had a cold in like 8 years or whatever, but we'll get through it. In any case, Jerry's got one more thing to say, and he doesn't have a cold. So say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
We'll see you back on Wednesday morning. God willing, crook don't rise.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.